Chapter 26, Busy and Happy Days at Capernaum. In the intervals of his journeys to and fro, Jesus dwelt at Capernaum on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and it came to be known as his own city. The shores of the lake and the hills that at a little distance encircle it were dotted with towns and villages. The lake was covered with fishing boats. Everywhere was the stir of busy, active life. Being on the highway from Damascus to Jerusalem and Egypt, and to the Mediterranean Sea, Capernaum was a great thoroughfare. People from many lands passed through the city. Here Jesus could meet all nations and all ranks, and his lessons would be carried to other countries. Investigation of the prophecies would be excited, attention would be directed to the Savior, and his mission would be brought before the world. Angels were preparing the way for his ministry, moving upon men's hearts and drawing them to the Savior. In Capernaum, the nobleman's son whom Christ had healed was a witness to his power. The court official and his household joyfully testified of their faith. When it was known that the teacher himself was among them, the whole city was aroused. On the Sabbath, the people crowded the synagogue until great numbers had to turn away. All who heard the Savior were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. He taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. The teaching of the scribes and elders was cold and formal. They professed to explain the law, but no inspiration from God stirred their own hearts or the hearts of their hearers. Jesus' work was to present the truth. His words shed a flood of light upon the teachings of the prophets. Never before had his hearers perceived such depth of meaning in the Word of God. Jesus made truth beautiful by presenting it in the most direct and simple way. His language was pure, refined, and clear as a running stream. His voice was as music to those who had listened to the monotonous tones of the rabbis.